We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky. Broadcasting in beautiful downtown San Francisco. This is Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome in. It is Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. Although Damon Bruce remains under the weather and at home, resting up, getting healthy for us, and we'll welcome him back just as soon as he is physically able. In the meantime, Joe Shasky remains in his chair. I am Matt Kolsky. Ray Ratto sits across from me, and lots to do today. We spent almost all of yesterday on the Gabe Kapler hire, and that's not over. We'll get to that in a little bit as Alex Pavlovich joins us at 2:45, 95.7 The Game Giants Insider. We'll talk to Brian Baldinger about the NFL week at hand. Thursday Night Football kicks it off tonight. Of course, the Niners will take on the Cardinals on Sunday. And then head coach Steve Kerr of your Golden State Warriors joins us at 5 o'clock. All that is coming up, but we start more or less where your last ship left off, which is with the Colin Kaepernick story. And I know there's a lot of angles to this, but I thought the best way to get us in is to just sort of lay out the facts as simply as we can. And I think Adam Schefter did a pretty good job of that. Where was this again? Was this the Dan Patrick show? Is that what I saw? Oh, this is on ESPN on Get Up, perhaps with Mike Greenberg. Who knows? Here is Adam Schefter on essentially what is happening with Colin Kaepernick.
We had the league doing something unprecedented. It has never set up a individual workout day for any player in history. So for that, the league, I guess, should be saluted, right? And it's giving Colin Kaepernick an opportunity. On the other hand, it seems very disingenuous to be doing it the way the NFL did it, by sticking it down his throat, saying it's this day, this time, non-negotiable, and it's a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. What GM or head coach is going to be there on a Saturday at 3 o'clock? So now the NFL can say either, well, you don't want to work out, you don't want to take out pro day, you don't want to play. They win. Or you do take it, and they hope he doesn't look good, and they win that way.
I think that's a pretty good summation. Good afternoon, Joe Shasky.
What's up?
Good afternoon, Ray Ratto. Let's start with you, Ray. Where are you at on this Kaepernick scenario? What do you make of what is happening this week?
I don't know why the NFL is doing what they're doing the way they're doing it. I'm unclear as to why the league office had to declare a workout day in a sport in which teams have workouts all the time. They
all
bring
the time.
People in all the time. But 3 years later, they finally decided, oh, well, our quarterback problem, which we kept saying wasn't a problem, even though we were asking people like Dan Orlovsky if he'd wanted to try out, is suddenly acute enough to bring in a guy that we essentially didn't want in the league for 3 straight years. I don't know how to make sense of any of that, but I'm pretty sure that the end product will be that he will not be offered anything.
Wow. Just going to do it for what reason then? Just like a PR stunt?
I don't know what the motivation is, whether there's some sort of, you know, codicil somewhere, or somebody felt guilty, or, you know, one of the people in legal said, you know, we still have some liability here. I don't know, because A, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a high-powered lawyer, which are the only kind that the league deals with. I don't see what the cynically, what the upside is for them. I haven't seen a lot of teams being interested at all in bringing him in at all. So I'm wondering why all of a sudden he needs to be an extraordinary exception. Not just an exception, but an extraordinary one. And the quibbling about, you know, who's going to be on the list and, you know, what teams are coming and what teams aren't and the day you can have it, it almost seemed like a job fair in hell. I mean, I don't get most of this, but I'm pretty sure what the end product will be, which is we'll be here in 3 weeks doing the same thing, saying, well, he's still not playing.
I tend to agree with all of that. Not only that, it's just hard for me to imagine a world in which he ends up on a team, but I can't figure out, even thinking about it cynically, thinking about it not cynically, it's very difficult for me to see the upside for anyone in this whole situation right now, and equally difficult for me to imagine him signed at any point this season or ever again, really, as much as I might like to see that happen. I guess the one thing that gives me a little bit of pause is there is so little that makes sense about holding this workout and doing it this way in the first place that a reasonable interest in signing him is no crazier than any of the other explanations.
Matt, it seems super fake. Like, if someone wanted to just sign him, just go out and sign him.
Why wouldn't you work him out yourself?
Well, and why would you allow the competition to have a look at him, too, if you're the one that wants the upper hand to bring him in?
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And there's so many people out there that are like, oh, you can't read a defense. You can't just... Well, there's like 60 quarterbacks in the league right now.
30 of them can't read a defense.
No, I'd say I'd put that number significantly higher. I mean, we're seeing starters who can't read defenses.
Let me just speak as a Bears fan for my own football team that I most want to win every Sunday or Monday or Thursday. I watched Colin Kaepernick's entire, every snap of his career I have watched as somebody analyzing the team he plays for.
Me too, yeah.
I've seen a guy who I don't think is a top half of the league quarterback. I didn't think when he left was a top half of the league quarterback. Maybe the edge of the top half. Definitely not top 10. He has some clear weaknesses. And I think there's a good chance that if he started in 3 days, he would do a better job than Mitchell Trubisky or Chase Daniel. That's where I'm at. There's no doubt in my mind that Colin Kaepernick presents a more intriguing and better option than, and I'm going way low on this, 20% of the quarterbacks currently signed in the NFL.
So why now?
I can't make sense of it. I'm with Ray. Usually, I might not like what I find, but if I examine something and think about it cynically and think about, all right, what are their real motives here? I can come up with something.
What is it?
Hell if I know.
Ray,
because to me, if it was a PR move, the PR move was to ignore it. Yeah. We weren't talking about this.
I don't know what it is. And I genuinely don't know what the urgency is now. Unless somebody thought in the league office, you know, we ought to make an empty gesture because people are starting to think all we're just trying to do is run the clock out on him. And just so that he just becomes hopelessly inept and not worth looking at.
Maybe.
So they can say, well, we made a good faith offer, in the same way that John Elway said, well, I made a good faith offer. You know, I think this is basically, it's a sham being run by incompetence.
Do you think the settlement has any part of this? Is there anything specific about the settlement that might have led to this?
Have said no. I haven't never seen the settlement. I don't think anybody has.
No, I don't think anyone has.
What do I believe? I believe this is either a weird sense of optic urgency or there is some sort of agreement somewhere that says they have to at least do this. And the fact that they've chosen to do it in such a bizarre way and doing it in a way that they've never done for anybody else, it suggests to me that it's more legal than it is optic, unless you believe they're that brain damaged.
Yeah, see, that I'm with you on that. I guess the closest...
You're a big fan of brain damage, I understand.
The closest I can come to something that makes sense is that there is some sort of legal thing that I don't understand or know about where one of the NFL's high-powered lawyers believes that this will cover their butts in some legal sense. But given that Kaepernick has already accepted a settlement, I don't know why that would be the case. And maybe more to the point, could it be part of the settlement? Yes, but the same people reporting on the whole scenario are reporting that that was not in the settlement.
Well, I'd like to know who told them it wasn't in the
settlement. You're right. Then. Everyone could be lying. And that's the tricky thing about all of this is it's very hard, in the same way that the collusion suit was probably never destined for a victory as much as to hopefully expose some things, it's just really hard to prove what's going on with any of this stuff.
Can I ask a question? Why are the 49ers sending someone down there?
Why are?
Yeah, I'm asking sincerely.
I think that's a great question, and I think we should answer it in just a few minutes, but important business to discuss because I started off this segment believing that Alex Pavlovich would join us at 2:45 this afternoon and head coach Steve Kerr of your Golden State Warriors would make a stop by around 5. That has changed. Alex Pavlovich now just 20 minutes away at 2:30 and Steve Kerr will join us at 3 o'clock. So a little over 45 minutes from now, head coach Steve Kerr of the Warriors joins us. In the meantime, I do want to dig into this Kaepernick thing a little, and we'll answer Joe's question. Why are the Niners even sending someone to this when we come back? Matt Kolsky, Ray Ratto, and Joe Shasky in for Damon Bruce today, and we're sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
We are back about 15 minutes from now. It'll be Alex Pavlovich joining us to talk about the Giants and their managerial hire yesterday, and also a couple of roster moves. The Giants have not made any roster moves per se, but their roster has already begun to change, and we'll get into that with Alex Pavlovich at 2:30. In the meantime, I want to try to finish up some of this Kaepernick discussion, and your question before the break, Joe, was why are the Niners even going? And that's another question I have to say I don't have a great answer for, because it seems clear to me they wouldn't have much interest in Kaepernick as a quarterback, 1, 2, or 3.
On the other hand, it's a free workout.
Okay.
And I don't think there has to be, at least for them, an ulterior motive.
That's fair.
I think there are teams there that are set at quarterback who've said they're going. You just look because, well, don't turn down information.
As a 480 texter said, due diligence. And it may be nothing more than that for the Niners. And here's the one other thing that occurred to me, and I said this to you before the show. If it wasn't for all the stuff, I mean, this is we're now leaving, we're departing the real world now, okay? But if it wasn't for all the stuff, the physical skill sets that a Colin Kaepernick possesses, I think would be very interesting to a number of teams in a Taysom Hill sort of role, where maybe you split him out wide, if he was willing, you split him out wide a few times, you have him take a few snaps a game, and maybe he plays 10 to 15 plays on offense per game for you and gives you a wrinkle that you can use to be creative. And Kyle Shanahan's creative. So if that made any sense as a realistic possibility, just with all the baggage involved, it wouldn't shock me if Kyle Shanahan was on or in that group of coaches who was interested in seeing how that might work.
Speaking of the Kaepernick workout, the person who will lead the workout is Hugh Jackson.
Interesting. Is that...
The NFL has announced.
So does that mean that's the NFL's choice in some way?
The NFL has announced that Hugh Jackson will lead the drills.
So what does that mean, lead the drills?
That means Baker Mayfield's not attending.
How does Hugh Jackson lead the drills?
He's going to run the workout.
So he's going to, like,
okay, we're going to do this
ball.
Now.
And he's going to say what they're doing?
Yeah. And Joe.
This is so bizarre.
What the hell's going on, man?
You said Joe. Were you about to say Joe Philbin?
Well, Joe Philbin, who was the first name that I had heard, is also going to be there probably to help keep things relatively organized.
I wonder if either of those guys has any relationship with Kaepernick whatsoever.
I don't know.
Well, why would the NFL care, want somebody associated with Kaepernick?
No,
at the present time, to run the drills. This is an NFL show.
Kaepernick.
It's not a Kaepernick show.
No, I get it. I'm saying That's what I'm saying. I don't think the NFL would want that, but I think Kaepernick would if he had the choice.
Well, I don't know that he has a choice. They kind of made it clear, again, that this is their show, not his.
Which, again, is what's so bizarre about this situation. If you folks want to weigh in on this, before we get Alex Pavlovich on the line in about 10 minutes, now's your chance. 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. A texter asks, is Cap adamant about playing QB and QB only? I don't know. I know he wants to be a QB. Is he adamant about not taking a Taysom Hill sort of role? I honestly have no idea.
I'm just kind of surprised that, not just this year, but I'm saying going back a couple of years, Andy Reid, Pete Carroll, somebody who has enough equity within their organization and also the foresight. Like, I look at someone like Andy Reid, and he's clearly given so many different players second, third, fourth chances.
That's why collusion is the only reasonable explanation. That's why I would say the only reasonable explanation for why that hasn't happened is collusion. It really is the only thing that makes sense to me. Let's go to Brendan in Newark real quick. What do you got for us, Brendan?
Hey, guys. So as far as Kaepernick and the Niners go, I really have to think it's optics. If you're a fan or you follow the NFL, the entire base is split on the treatment of Kaepernick and what's happened to him since. And a lot of that falls on the shoulders of the Niners, whether that's warranted or not. So if you think that they're having a workout, and the Niners kind of want to wash their hands of the whole situation and how they handled him departing from San Francisco, you send someone and you say, hey, we went out, we took a look, it's not a fit, and we're moving forward and hopefully pushing for a Super Bowl.
So
I don't think they have anything that they have to atone for, because they were pretty supportive of him through the really gruesome parts. And when he left, I'm taking it him at face value here, which may be dangerous for anybody when you make a public statement. He was he expressed gratitude to the 49ers. So I think they are maybe the only team that doesn't really have to prove their bona fides on him.
I kind of agree with that.
So I don't want to exempt them from this, because there were certainly times once they let him go where they could have rethought this. But they didn't. That said, if they said, you know, we had him, I mean, we don't run that kind of offense anymore.
And we have three quarterbacks, for God's sakes.
You can make the case that, well, Kaepernick's better than C.J. Beathard. You can go down that rat hole all you want.
Yeah.
The point is, they have a more compelling reason not to go than anybody else. And the fact that they're going just suggests to me that it's one of those kick the tires things, because somebody showed you a tire.
Do you find it contradictory, just in general? Because to me, I feel like the NFL drapes itself in militarism, you know, where like just the love.
Hold on,
military.
We're opening a can of worms. So let me pause very quickly, because Madison Bumgarner declining his qualifying offer means Alex Pavlovich has to go write an article really quickly. So we do not have Alex Pavlovich at 2:30. He is now 3:45. Steve Kerr, 3 o'clock. Alex Pavlovich, 3:45. Colin Kaepernick discussion right now, 888-957-9570. Back to you, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's just like this weekend, for example, and every week the 49ers have done a really good job bringing a military member or people that are from the area, and in between the timeouts, I don't know if you guys see this on the broadcast, Ray, I don't know if you're aware of this when you're in the press box, but they'll bring former military members and they bring them onto the field and they kind of do, you know, everyone stands and gives them a high five or a clap.
I think almost every team does something like that.
This is universal.
No, yeah. I know, but that's where I'm getting at with this, is that I feel like they want to have their cake and eat it too. They don't want to upset the apple cart that is the military tributes that they do and aligning themselves so closely with the military. And there's this lost message that Kaepernick was insulting the military, when I think all three of us can understand that's not what he was trying to do.
That wasn't what happened. And the Carolina Panthers, who live in a red state, already said, we're not going. So, you know, I mean, it's to me, I don't know that This part is the part that's football. But the decision to sign or not sign him will be what it's always been, which is a not football decision based on what the owner wants and nobody else. I don't think this is a football thing. This has never been a football thing.
But it's an
optics drove
thing.
Him out of the league, not because he was an inferior quarterback, but because he offended them.
Yeah, and I think we should be clear quickly on the inferior quarterback position, because I assume, I haven't inquired too deeply, Ray, but I assume you're on the same page with Joe and I on this. No one is arguing that Kaepernick will step back in and be one of the top 5 or 10 or 15 quarterbacks in the league. The argument is simply, it is as ridiculous to say he's a top 10 quarterback as it is to say he has no place in a league that employs Jeff Driskel and Mitchell Trubisky
Ryan
as a starter. Yeah, exactly. That's the issue. No one is saying he's great at the position of quarterback. There's so many texts coming in now about, well, he can't read a defense. There's at least 30 quarterbacks playing in the league, maybe not every Sunday, but on a roster with a chance to compete who can't read a defense. So if it's not prohibitive for those other guys, why is it for Kaepernick? And that's why I think we all agree he was blackballed.
I still see Kaepernick jerseys all over the stadium. I see them all the time. I see the new ones. I see the old school ones. I see the black jersey, white, red. I see them all out there. Men, women of all ages, all colors. People still rock the Kaepernick jersey. Now, is that because that's the last jersey they bought? Or they're in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick?
I don't know.
But I'll tell you this. I have walked around the stadium, and there's a lot of old school images and different quarterbacks and stuff. I haven't seen any Colin Kaepernick images. Now, I don't know if there ever were any around the stadium. Ray, is there anything? Because I know there's a lot more inside the press box and inside that entire, like, what is it called? The club level side, you know? I know they have all kinds of old nostalgic. Are there old Colin Kaepernick pictures anywhere over there?
Not that I've never been on the hoity-toity level.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in the press box.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, it just and I think we're hard at work connecting dots on a blank piece of paper.
Yeah, it's tricky. Let's go to Joe in Daly City. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I used to live in Oakland, and I was following the Raiders for a long time, and then I moved. What I want to say is that I don't know if anybody's thought about this, but I think it would be a great business move on Davis if they signed Kaepernick, even if it's just for the one-year quarterback salary, because he did play his butt off and won all kinds of games and broke records while he was at University of Nevada, Reno. So filling the stadium that they're building in Las Vegas, what a better draw than to bring in Kaepernick, who was a local boy. That's all I have to say. I'll take one.
Feels like minor league baseball.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't it? I don't mean to be disingenuous.
No,
it
does, because they don't need a quarterback. I mean, Derek Carr's playing great. And if you were going to move on from Derek Carr, it would not be to move to Kaepernick.
You're always an ACL away.
That's true.
Needing a quarterback.
That's true.
I don't think that's it. I think if this were a business decision and there was an affinity for a UNR athlete at UNLV, I guess that could add up, but I have never heard anybody of all the people I've known in Las Vegas who have ever expressed an affinity for or against Kaepernick.
Yeah, he's an Eastern California boy who went to school in Reno, so I'm not sure the Vegas angle totally connects. Yeah.
And Ray, don't you think it's more of an Al Davis move than a Mark Davis move? I mean, you would know.
Yeah.
Is that more up Al's?
Well, to sign him, Mark Davis would basically have to tell John Gruden, I'm getting involved in a football decision.
Yeah.
And they've had 3 years to figure that out. I mean, Derek Carr was up on blocks, you know, 2 years ago, and they didn't bother. And that was for another coach. So this, I don't think, would be, you know, Mark Davis imposing his will on somebody who has imposed his will on Mark Davis.
Right.
I mean, I think John Gruden would say, you don't want this because I don't want it.
That sounds about right. Let's hear from Ernie in Berkeley. What do you got?
Yeah, I smell a rat. The NFL is trying to cover their rear ends for some reason, and I always feel that bigoted minds always think themselves wise, but they become fools. And to me, this is disparate treatment, EEO-type stuff, and anyone of color could see this type of sham. That's what I have to say.
I tend to agree with you, Ernie.
I mean, well, a lot of players and ex-players have made that point already, that they think this is a fraud being perpetrated on everyone, including their own member clubs. We'll find out if he, quote, shines in the workout, if he nails all the drills, and then all you hear is crickets after that, then we know it was a fraud.
Yeah,
because this is the whole crux of it. The NFL wanted to hide behind the fact that coaches would say, gee, he's not really a fit for us.
Right.
And then they sent all these people out to look at him. And if he looks good in the workout, or if he looks better than Dan Orlovsky. And exactly. I keep bringing him up because he's been out of football for 3 years, and then somebody still brought his name up.
And he was bad when he was in football.
Matt Moore was scouting and got brought up out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, they've gone out of their way hundreds of times to say quarterback X is better than Colin Kaepernick, including Josh Johnson 5 times.
Tom Savage. I mean, quarterbacks who very clearly are not better than Colin Kaepernick.
You know, I mean, the only thing they could really hope to do was basically age him out by turning their back on him. And they were sort of on that path when this happened.
That's what's so confusing to me about this tryout is I thought they were well on their way to aging him out without any further trouble, and then they created this whole story for themselves.
Is it I'm asking out loud. I'm not telling. I'm asking. Is it insulting to insinuate that maybe he should go through the XFL or some other avenue to try to get in there? Or you get what I'm saying? Some of these new leagues?
I don't think it's insulting, but I can understand why he might not want to do it.
I do too.
I think it probably is insulting because he wasn't a victim of being so bad that he couldn't be one of the 96 quarterbacks in the NFL.
That's the way I feel too.
And then to say, no, you have to prove yourself with Vince McMahon.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that sounds to me like,
low.
Well, it's just, this is what we really think of you. And at that point, well, then why? I mean, and if they thought they could get away with that, they probably would have tried it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any, what's the influence of Jay-Z on all this? Do you think there's any influence of Jay-Z on this? Because him and the NFL came to some sort of an agreement. There was a lot of backlash from lots of different communities toward Jay-Z. Does he have any input on all this that's going on right now?
I can't imagine they would allow him to have a role in a decision that will be this monumental.
I agree with that.
I mean, he's their halftime coordinator for the Super Bowl. That's it.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm even entertaining that the possibility that Jay-Z would have had a part in this is that there's no good explanation for what's going on here. And so I guess at some level, the NFL deciding might as well appease our halftime coordinator with this fake Kaepernick tryout makes as much sense as any other explanation. But on its face, it's hard for me to imagine the NFL taking any major cues from Jay-Z at all.
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't, it strains credulity that NFL ownership came together and said, let's see what Jay-Z thinks and then do what he thinks.
They won't even listen to Jerry Jones when Jerry Jones tried to fight the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, right? I mean, and that guy has way more influence on just the league as a whole than Jay-Z
does. It's difficult for owners with clout to wield that within the league. It's hard to imagine Jay-Z as a non-owner from the outside halftime coordinator was able to wield that level of influence. Let's hear from DeMarcus in Vallejo. What's up, DeMarcus?
Hey, good afternoon to you guys, man. Yeah, man, I kind of feel like this whole Kaepernick situation is insulting in itself. I think it's insulting. I think it's embarrassing and downright wrong to put somebody through this knowing that you're not really giving him a shot. It's like teasing him with the bone. But here's the deal. Everybody that watch football knows that when an ex-player is trying to get back in the league, they submit those videos, not the league. So it's like Ian Williams made a comment on it earlier when he said that they only gave him a certain amount of time to prepare. When in the other case, the league would give you a proper time to prepare on a Tuesday? They'll give you like a decent amount of time to prepare for these tryouts. So just to be like, okay, hurry up, put your clothes on, try out. That's very disrespectful to that guy, man. I wish the best for Kaepernick, man, but I really think that all of this is just wrong, bro.
A lot of people have suggested that, the game's been rigged already.
Yeah, and I agree.
And I think it's pretty likely that it is. But Kaepernick, I don't believe, feels he's in a position to say no because it gives them ammunition to say, look, we made an offer.
Well, that's where.
So I think he's eating this knowing that it's an unpleasant meal.
Good so let point. Me play the Schefter bit again, because that's what he gets to at the end of the comment I played. And this sort of sets out the situation at hand and talks about that exact point as far as Kaepernick and why he would do it.
We had the league doing something unprecedented. It has never set up a individual workout day for any player in history. So for that, the league, I guess, should be saluted, right? And it's giving Colin Kaepernick an opportunity. On the other hand, it seems very disingenuous to be doing it the way the NFL did it, by sticking it down his throat, saying it's this day, this time, non-negotiable, and it's a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. That's, what GM or head coach yeah. is going to be there on a Saturday at 3 o'clock? So now the NFL can say either, well, you don't want to work out, you don't want to take out pro day, you don't want to play, they win. Or you do take it, and they hope he doesn't look good, and they win that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And that's the problem, is what he said at the end. If you don't take it, then they say, well, I guess you don't want to play.
Well, I mean, first of all, no head coach is going to that anyway. So,
of course
I mean,
not.
Because you know, he wouldn't go at any time during the week because he's got
but GMs might.
But GMs might. And, yeah, the NFL has basically set up something unprecedented so that it looks like they're going out of their way for him, when, in fact, there are so many conditions to it that it is essentially their way of saying, you're going to have to be... You'll have to be Johnny Unitas. Sorry, those are the rules today. And even then, we might not sign you.
Let's go to Joey in Richmond. What do you got, Joey?
I got a few little points. First of all, I don't think Kaepernick is a horrible quarterback. He's a playmaker with his legs. And I felt like when the Niners tried to have him be more of a pocket passing quarterback, he went downhill. But I think he'll be okay with Chicago Bears or yeah. something like that. And even if he does make a team, right, do you think he's going to get a lot of like calls that the quarterbacks are getting now, like when they're getting hit a little too hard? You remember when Michael Vick came back and he was getting hit and he was getting no calls?
It's an interesting point. I think we're so far from that. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know the answer, but.
I do.
Okay.
Well, I don't, but I just. No, here's what
I'm
I
all
think.
Ears.
If the NFL went to this length to get him back in football, I don't think an official with a grudge would be allowed to just go, well, I don't care that I was helmet to helmet. It's your helmet, and I hate you. I think once he's in, he would be afforded the same level of protection that officials give other quarterbacks, which is, for the most part, if you touch him, you're cheating. Just because there is nothing for the NFL, if this is all an optic exercise and we play the hypothetical out where he plays in a game, the idea that he would get knocked out by a concussion in week one.
That'd be bad for everybody.
Well, it'd be, you know, it would be a bad optic.
Yes.
Since we're just going to talk about optics here.
What about the situation with Eric Reed and the Philadelphia Eagles guy? What was it? Was it Malcolm Jenkins?
Malcolm Jenkins, yes.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys remember how that one played out? Eric
yeah.
Reed, it was very passionate.
It
on
had
the field.
To do with the sort of leadership. I don't think it was called a leadership council, but whatever
no.
the NFL called the group they put together
yes.
of, like most of the players, black players who were supposed to be speaking to social justice issues and having a voice with the league. Eric Reed's perspective was they sold Kaepernick out
yes.
and that they were basically co-signing the NFL's lip service, which was not likely to be paid off with any real action. That, if I recall, was Eric Reed's position on the Malcolm Jenkins thing. And Malcolm Jenkins, I think, said, and boy, I guess the easiest way for me to say this is it's not for me to decide who's on the right side of this. I think they're both trying to do what they think is right. But Malcolm Jenkins' position seemed to be, I'm working within the real world circumstances and trying to do something that will actually create positive action, even if it involves some compromise.
Well, therein lies the problem with working with the league, because they don't operate in the real world.
Yeah.
They operate in a world in which...
But they control the world.
They make, bend, and break the rules at
yep.
whim.
What did you make of him suing the league specifically, though, Ray? And then now this is happening. Like, it just... Something doesn't add up when you sue the league, and then months later we haven't heard anything, and then in week 10 all of this comes up now.
He sued the league; they settled.
I
mean, look, the only thing that doesn't make sense about all of this is the fact that the NFL is going through these weird, tortured gymnastics to quote give him a chance. That's the only weird thing. Everything else follows a clear pattern, which is that 32 owners, or 31 with an asterisk, depending on how you want to feel about Jed York, decided he was bad for business.
Mm-hmm.
Without providing proof that he was bad for business, they decided he was bad for business. He would be the sacrificial lamb and the human shield at the same time. And that's what they did. And now either they think that they're bulletproof because their ratings are back up again, that they can bring him back and maybe get back a few of those straggling fans who walked away when, you know, 3 years ago when he was clearly kicked out of the league. Or somebody's just doing it on a whim. Because, again, I don't have answers to any of the questions you've asked me because none of this makes logical A plus B equals C sense.
And when you see, like, the Kareem Humps of the league being allowed back in much quicker with far less resistance, it's pretty disgusting. And it just, I think it leaves everyone with a sour taste in their mouth. And you're questioning, why is this so egregious over domestic violence?
It's not. You're applying
my sensibilities.
Your sensibilities. The league's sensibilities is this. Everything that doesn't cost us money is okay. Anything that makes us money is great. Anything that does cost us money blows, and we're going to put a stop to it.
And unfortunately, I don't think they're particularly good at answering the question, how does this affect our money correctly? And I mean, that's...
It may not have any effect on it.
At all.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying broadly in general, I don't think... As crazy as this is to say about a business that clears billions of dollars a year, I don't think this business is very good at understanding what affects its money. They understand some basic things. We got to put football on TV, and that's how we get paid because people love football. But I don't think they're very good at the specifics of it.
Is there a sponsor?
But they don't have to be, and that's the point.
Well, right. I mean, they don't have to be if they want to make a lot of money now, but if they want to do their best, they would actually, I think, have to be.
No, their best is defined by the money they take in. That's a.
We can't go down this road again.
It's a
long and fruitless avenue of financial disputes.
And we need to take a break. To not be cynical.
We will come back and take some more of your Kaepernick phone calls. Lines are all lit right now, but jump in when someone jumps on. 888-957-9570. Also, we have Steve Kerr, Golden State Warriors head coach, coming up at 3 o'clock. So that is our hard out for the Kaepernick discussion. And it will all be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
We're back. We're a little late because we were just raving about Dusty Baker and what a wonderful human being he is off the air. So just so you know, that's the sort of conversation that goes on behind the scenes here. Six thumbs up on Dusty Baker in this particular room of 100%. Radio hosts. In the meantime, we're talking a little bit of Colin Kaepernick, and I have other non-Kaepernick news to share as well. We will not be speaking to Steve Kerr today. He has become unavailable, so hopefully we will get that lined up for some time in the not-too-distant future. But for today, no Steve. Does that affect our Alex Pavlovich situation, Albie, or we're still 345 with Pavs? You tell me. Just let me know when we know. In the meantime, let's roll on with our Kaepernick conversation.
I do want to say this, though. I find it suspicious that Kerr cancels before I got a chance to ask him if they were going to go to the Kaepernick workout.
My understanding is
they clearly need help. They're low on
talent.
They're hard capped, though, right?
They need talent, but think about this: if you could squeeze in Kaepernick, maybe you don't need I couldn't follow
Smiley
through with
Geach.
That. Smiley Geach, that would have been a good answer.
Oh, I always need
I blew
Smiley
it.
Geach.
I apologize. Yes, it would have been nice to ask him about Kaepernick. Unfortunately, we have to ask Gene and Lafayette about Kaepernick because a lot of people have things to say. I want to hear from you. What do you got, Gene?
Here's what I have. You got to look at all the components of what makes sports and what have you, life in general. And you've got guys playing in the NFL, basketball, football, you name it, that have criminal records. They've been arrested, wife beating, sexual assault. And, you know, Antonio whatever his name was. I mean, they gave him a second, third chance in life on the field. He blew it. I wasn't supportive of what Kaepernick did, but I can tell you at least it was a good thing. So he had a good cause. But
yeah, and I think that, you know, more than anything, and thanks for the call, Gene, what probably has been lost most unfortunately and most consistently throughout this entire process is
the
message.
Know,
much like when we talked about Gabe Kapler yesterday, no one is in favor of sexual assault. And by the same token, I have to assume no one, certainly no one I have any interest in relating with, is against police not shooting innocent people. It should be a universally appealing cause that Colin Kaepernick knelt for. Unfortunately, I'm not sure it has been, but perhaps even more unfortunately, it all too often gets lost in the question of will he play in the NFL again.
No, I agree with that. But don't you think, Ray, especially when you talk to non-sports fans, the original message that Colin Kaepernick was trying to get out there has been so clouded and it's distorted. It's like people have absolutely no idea what the original exact message is, and it's been hijacked, not just by whether it's the president or the NFL or whatever, but like they're all up in arms over something that he literally – that wasn't the message to begin with.
Well, but that's where we are as a culture now. We don't take what you said. We take what we can turn what you said into an argument for whatever our position is.
Good point.
And so all of it is disingenuous to one extent or another because it's not meant to be anything other than here's a political point I can make. And that's what happened to him. When he said he knew what he was getting into right after – you know, the incident blew up. I said, and I wrote, no, you don't.
Right.
You're about to get hit square between the eyes.
He knew he was getting into something, but he didn't understand.
And if he ever sat down and answered that question with some sodium pentothal in him, he would say, I had no idea.
But you know what?
Could anyone have?
Well, I think at that time.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a hot mess way more than he did. I didn't think it was going to become a national talking point for as many months as it was.
Yeah, I feel the same.
I think we're all on that page with you, Ray. And I think to your original point, Kaepernick knew he was in for some controversy. He knew people would eventually notice and stuff would be said about it. But he never could have imagined the legs it would have and the way it would affect his life. I do wonder whether he would have still done things. I certainly think he would have done a couple of smaller things different. I do wonder whether he would have done the protest on the field at all if he knew it would quite literally cost his entire career. Let's go, Ray.
I don't think it was so much that it would cost him his career. I think he might have processed that, but that he would become, for a certain segment of the United States, public enemy number one.
Yep.
Right. I don't think he had any idea.
Because it wasn't about just not being able to play football. It was about, no, you're the new Satan.
Yeah,
we promoted you.
Right. And quickly, a texter says the problem was Cap didn't know what his point was. And I have to say, I've heard that, and I strongly disagree with that. I think Kaepernick had a really good idea of what his point was, and I think if you have followed the way he has talked about it and donated to it, I'm not saying he hasn't made mistakes along the way. The one thing I do think he's been pretty consistent and successful on is repeating what the point of the protest was and putting on paper and in front of everyone the ways in which he's backed it up both financially and with his actions.
But you're assuming that people wanted to listen.
Well, they didn't
they
listen.
They had already decided what their position was.
I am not assuming
and
that.
And I'm not arguing. No, I didn't say you were.
Yeah.
I'm saying the parenthetical you.
Right.
It's that nobody wanted to know what the explanation was. Even when the soldier who basically befriended him and said, no, I get what he's saying. All you have to do is listen. I mean, he may as well have been yelling down a well.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to listen because we don't do things like listening anymore. We just yell.
And that's more about
him. It's why we're on the short track to hell.
That's about the culture in America more than it is about Kaepernick or the NFL.
And the social media echo chamber, where I only want to have people who agree with every single thing I agree with, or otherwise you're against me on everything.
Yep, that's part of it too. Let's go to Ray in San Jose. What's up, Ray?
Hey, not too much. You guys touched on it a little bit earlier about the lawsuit.
Yep.
And the fact that this is coming in the 10th week of the season, could this have possibly been part of the settlement that they have to give him a chance so they pick the worst possible time to do it?
There is no evidence that it's in part of the settlement. It might have been sort of a side deal. We have no clarity on why the NFL decided to do this now. I mean, because the whole argument about, well, they did it in week 10, which is the worst time of the year to do it. I don't know why that's any worse than week 12 or week 8.
All I know is
they didn't have to do it at all.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they decided, oh, no, we're going to do this, but then we're going to contort it so badly that we still have 100 excuses not to hire him.
So let's say he doesn't pick up a job. Then what? Where do we go from there?
Then that part of the circus is over. Now they'll have to figure out another way to inflate the tent.
And that's another thing that makes this so confusing is if this ends where we all think it's going to end, which is without Kaepernick on a team, did this really help you in any way? Did the NFL look any better for having a tryout that looks like a sham if it indeed looks like a sham at the end as well? It's perplexing. Tim in Elk Grove. And by the way, quick programming note, we will have Alex Pavlovich at 3:20 now, and I promise that's the last time we are shuffling Alex's position today. 3:20.
You can't
Giants
promise
talk.
That.
You're right. I sincerely hope that's when we actually talk
that's
to Alex
correct.
Pavlovich. Now it's Tim in Elk Grove. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Appreciate you guys taking my call. My personal opinion on the whole cap thing, I don't like him. I thought it was a great cause, wrong format. I think he should have gone about it a different way. But I don't necessarily think there's this conspiracy theory of, you know, all these rumors of they're just trying to do this to sweep it under the rug and say they can give him a shot. I just think that with all the attention on mobile quarterbacks, I think he fits that description and they're very popular right now. And I just think that there was, you know, a number of teams that have maybe expressed interest in him to the league, said, hey, why don't you just bring this guy in for a workout? And then the NFL's going to benefit from it. Doesn't matter because there's, you know, the saying is there's no such thing as bad publicity. When you got people watching and you got ratings and viewers and all this, the NFL wins either way. They don't care if he gets a job.
But it sounds like you're saying, Tim, it sounds like what you're saying is you think that at least some people involved in this are sincere about potentially wanting to hire him.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the guy, if he's as healthy as everybody says and how he looks, I mean, the guy's probably a better quarterback than most of the starting QBs you see in the league, right? At worst case scenario, he at least gets an opportunity and these teams get an honest shot at looking at him. Now, why the NFL scheduled it on the day they did, I have no clue. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I think they robbed him and maybe other teams of a genuine, real opportunity of it. But I think he would fit into the league very well. It's going to offend people, and it's going to make some people happy. But that's just the way the world is.
Tim, I hear what you're saying. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Except that nobody has to go to the league to say, I want to try this guy out.
Vinny Testaverde.
Look, I'm just going to pick a team at random, the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
They could have said at any point, we're going to bring him in.
Yep.
You guys can complain all you want. We're going to do it anyway.
They could have if they were not part of an illegal.
Which is what I'm getting to. Yeah. If somebody wanted to bring him in and then couldn't, there's your ipso facto
collusion.
And one thing I just want to ask you this because this one drives me nuts. I agree with the message, but I didn't like the way he did it. He knelt quietly for the 30 seconds or however long it takes for the national anthem. I go to games every week. Everyone's buying beer, they're in the restroom, they're peeing, they're doing God knows what, while the national anthem is going on, not being respectful. I always stop, take my hat off, put my hand over my heart. Now, anyone can do what they choose, that's America, but I do not understand this. I don't agree with how he went about it. What did he do?
Yeah, that's...
Here's what he did. No, he offended a certain segment of America's need for ritual.
Okay.
Everybody knows that the national anthem at the ballpark is largely ignored.
Yes.
The only people who actually have to stand are the players and the security people.
Yes.
Everybody else can do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
So it's a tradition that is honored in the breach.
Yep.
But because it's him and because he said, I have a reason why I'm not doing this, that's when, I mean, oh my God, You've destroyed my ritual. That's what it is. He offended the optic in the same way that Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
Yep, turning
did,
around.
You know, I mean, just. I mean, I don't know how better to put it. Just wait a minute. I want you to pretend that this matters to you, and if you don't, and you offend me visually, I declare you evil. That's what this is about. It's the most simplistic form of tribal logic.
And with that, we welcome 3 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.